Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
2 Samuel chapter 6, 9 to 12. And David was so afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How shall the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained unto him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 6, from verse 9 to verse 13 is what I read. I started talking to you about route 1, part 1. Route 1, part 2. Please sit down. Take your seat in heavenly places. Praise the Lord. This case is a very classic case of those who are serious with business, with God, and those who are not serious with business with God. Life is about priorities. Life is about depth. It's about revelation. It's about light. Life is about following principles and supernatural guidelines that have been laid down by God, unchangeable guidelines. The word of God is forever settled. So everything that is in the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible, the truth of God's word, doesn't change. It worked in the days of Adam, Abraham, Jesus, and is working in our day. And one truth that is clear is that if you are serious with the Lord Jesus, you will see his works in your life. One truth is that you cannot walk in any major greatness or breakthroughs until you follow the precept, the principles, the practices of Jesus Christ. And one of the key practices of Jesus Christ is the practice or the pattern of prayer. Whether it was good time or bad time, he prayed. That is what I call his route one. Because in Mark 1:35, Bible says that as his custom was, every day he prayed. Maybe he didn't eat every day, but prayer, he prayed every day. Who was opportune to commune with the ark of God in the temple of God, but was playing dilly-dally until the ark set on its way to the resting place in the city of David. That is when he came to public and he began to just misbehave, as if he had any reverence for the ark, as if he had any seriousness towards the ark. This ark is going, it's being carried on animals instead of human beings. And I believe that the reason why it was so was because people were misbehaving that time. They were misbehaving so much that they were not even given the opportunity to carry the ark that they were meant to carry. And this ark comes out. What a treasure to have the presence of God in your private space. He played until when they said the ark should now go to the resting place that David had made for it. Then,
zeal be with that knowledge and all this kind of eye service. The ark came out and then the animals tripped and it looked like ark is going to fall down, and you that will not clean the ark on the inside. When the ark was on the street and looked like it was falling down, and God killed him right there. Because people who play with the presence of God play with their destinies. People who play with prayer, play with God's presence, what it takes to entertain the presence of God, they are actually playing with your destinies. And one thing you will know that you are really, really playing with your destiny when it comes to the presence of God is that you are empty on the inside and you try to be full on the outside. Guy was misbehaving when the ark was in its temporal resting place. He never showed any great concern. There are people who on their own, privately, they are not interested about anything called the presence of God. In your room, you are more happy watching films, series upon series. You are not serious about prayer. I don't know why I started too early like this. Serious about prayer. You won't pray. You won't do anything. You will murmur. You will complain. You will sorrow. You will weep about a breakup, a broken heart, all manner of blackmail to the presence of God. You are not ready to pray, shut down and pray. You only want to do acrobatics when we come together like this. Inside carnality, outside spirituality. What a fake person. Unwilling to spend time alone, but willing to engage because people are watching. Let me tell you, they that do business with him on the inside, he will manifest his glory for them on the outside. We have come to that level where your prayerlessness is the most dangerous thing you are doing to your life. And today, I come with the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that after this service, you will catch an unquenchable thirst, an unquenchable hunger, a fixation and an addiction for the presence of God that you will never be able to break the rest of your years here on earth. May the Holy Ghost come upon you today. May you stay in the presence of God for prayer. How useful are you if there is no supernatural connection to your destiny? How useful? How useful is your destiny if it cannot be connected to something beyond you? Because you and your abilities are going nowhere without a supernatural sponsorship. And Uzzah was there playing around. I pray that you will not be playing around with your life. Because every day of your life, every hour of your life that you are not praying, you are not seeking the presence of God, life is sipping and is sipping and is sipping away from you. I pray that you will take your life very, very serious. Oh, may the prayer, the anointing to pray, the appetite to pray, the hunger, the thirst to pray, let it fall upon you today in the name of Jesus. That amen is not coming out at all. When the ark killed Uzzah, the word Perez Uzzah, Uzzah means where flesh, Perez Uzzah means where flesh died and the spirit took over. Let me tell you, there is no greatness when you stay in the flesh. Can I say it again? There is no supernatural movement, no upward mobility spiritually, physically, economically, socially, as a child of God without a supernatural input, a supernatural investment. You are going nowhere if all you have is your gas and tank. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Wait. Because trying to move without his endowment and endowment is a useless movement. Even in the Old Testament, Moses was sensible enough to say that we will not move until your spirit moves with us. Brother, why are you moving and moving on your own? Sister, why are you trying to move and move? Hey! Pastoring is not about preaching, oh. Pastoring is not about reading the Bible. I know the word. I can digest the word. I have the hermeneutics and the homiletics. And I can do this and do the. Let me do the exegesis of the exegetes. Yes. Talking grammar, which is drama. Yes. We need that raw radicality, fire, cacrality, all manner of corrosiveness. When you show up, your environment must recognize what is on your head. When you show up, something supernatural must show up in the place, knowing that you are not an ordinary person. There is a spirit in a man. If the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit that raised him from the dead shall quicken your mortal body, quicken your business, quicken your womb. You can stand with the devil eyeball to eyeball and challenge him that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm not sleeping on the Jesus that is inside of me. I'm rising in the power of prayer, activating the power of the Holy Ghost, changing dynamics around me, because I cannot be the child of an omnipotent God and behave omni-weak everywhere. Somebody shout fire. Church, the play is too much. Oh. The play is, you have been playing for far too long. That Uzzah generation dies. You can be looking like you are alive, but you are meat. You are gone. You are dead. You are not part of the race in the spirit. There are many pastors who have been retired because the speed has overtaken them. Many children of God who have been retired because this is Formula One. Are you here with me at all? It is not the brand you carry. We were coming right now. I went to preach at a program. Came and showered and changed myself. We were coming. One of the cars we went with, he was leading us. The car, he was delaying us. Why is this Chrysler not moving? No. The car is having the brand, but it's not functioning like the brand. Are you here with me at all? How can a Chrysler be crawling on the street? Are you here with me at all? You can be carrying a brand that I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, but you are not functioning as one. Today, may your functionality be greater than your tag. That amen can be. Hey! Carrying titles, prayerful but prayerless. You see things and nothing turns in your womb. At least when Mary met Elizabeth, there was a spiritual connection. They saw that, Charlie, this kind of a meeting is not a normal meeting. You know, you are dry and dead every day of your life. When you are in a place demons are, you can't discern. When you are in a place where the presence of God is, you can't discern. Jacob got to a place, he said, Kai, the presence of God is here. Are you here at all? You have lost your spiritual compass because you have lost yourself in the place of prayer. But today I call you to that place of prayer again, because there is nothing too hard for the Lord. If there is a man to call on the name of the Lord, God will show up. Just came to exhort you. Mekula Salaya. It doesn't matter who you are. That's why I like the way the test went. David was now afraid to carry the ark. This presence of God that has killed somebody into his own city. So he now gives the ark into the house of a Gittite, an usher, an outsider. He said, if this thing is killing people, let it kill these useless people. And let me tell you, when great people lack the wisdom to manage the presence of God, there will always be opportunity for people who are never part of the equation to jump the line and come and take over. And I see some people coming from the back. And Kawun saw more mobile worried that. But because of your new perspective about the presence of God, I see you jumping from the back and coming to the front. Oh my God, in this church, I'm telling you, pastors, it will shock you that you'll be here. And we will jump members to come and pastor you as a pastor because they are more functional in the presence of God than the knowledge in your head. We don't come here just for your knowledge. We come here to connect with the supernatural. Somebody shout, hey! This is not orthodoxy. This is not passivity. No. What we are doing is not normal. This is functionality in supernatural. You can call it phyology. This is kakralogy. This is confrontational. Are you here at all? This is not grammar. We are talking about the kingdom is not in words. We are talking about we are in the zone of power. What kind of zone are we in? That kind of zone we are in. We are looking for the obedience. People who are never part of the original plan, but can take the chance that is presented to them because they have a sense in managing the presence of God. David said, I won't carry it to my house to kill my children. I won't. Some of you feel like when you pray, it's like you are wasting your time. When you pray, when you read, when you stay in the presence of God, it looks like it's not powerful. Because in this modern time, strategy is looking more powerful than the presence of God. In this modern time, your work is looking more important than the presence of God. You can stay all night and work for your boss, but you won't stay 2 hours. 2 hours. Kobaleka, you will find every excuse why you have to sleep 8 hours when it comes to prayer. But when push comes to shove, you will stay all night to present that document your boss is looking for because your priorities are misplaced. And when you are misplaced, you are misaligned. Every day God is loading. Loading, I'm telling you. And for those 90 days that the ark was put in Obed-Edom's house, David was quietly sitting in his house, enjoying his wife, enjoying royalty, and Obed-Edom was busy entertaining the presence of God. Ebola Kapata, following the protocol that was set in the books, that if you want God to show up, if you want God to appear, it doesn't matter what has happened in other people's lives. It doesn't matter what has happened in the neighbor's life, whether cancer killed them, whether whatever dealt with them. It really doesn't matter whether Uzzah died or didn't die. It doesn't matter. Once you are there with a mind to follow the protocol, that my protocol is that I will entertain the ark of God, the presence of God, every day of my life, and I'm giving myself a 90-day chance. I feel this thing here at all. I'm giving myself a 90 days chance to turn around my destiny forever. 90 days, 90 days can be all that is required for an Old Testament usher who is a Gittite, for somebody who didn't carry the Spirit of God. All he needed was 90 days. You that carries the Holy Ghost on your inside and you have been lazying about, you need less than 90 days. And I give you this 30 days challenge this month of May. If you will arise and follow the protocol, in 30 days I see your life turn around. 30 days, man. Some people never get close. That's why they smell bad. That's why they are dead. Uzzah died. Obed-Edom took the ark in. You got to take the presence of God in. Why are you staying too far from the presence? There is no news where there is no presence. The news makers, Aleko Parasa, are people who are addicted to the presence and who are happy to receive the presence, whether it's by coincidence, whether it's by accident, whether it's by divine calculation. Anyhow, the presence meets me. Whether I am damaged or I am managed, I am happy to receive the presence. Are you here with me at all? I mean, he could have said that I'm not ready to receive this thing. This thing has killed somebody. Why are you? They just broke my heart. My farm didn't do well. I have children there. And Obed-Edom had women in the house, daughters in the house. All of them, according to some subtilient, they were barren or were never taking seed. Immediately the ark came into the house, all of them got pregnant concurrently, because their father knew how to bring the family around the presence of God. Your children cannot be introduced to more cartoons than the Holy Ghost. Your business people, more what than the presence of God. You got to get to that point where you tell yourself that the presence of God is the greatest sponsor of my destiny. Anyhow he meets me, I'm going to entertain him. If he meets me ready, I am ready. If he meets me not ready, I will be ready in my own readiness. If he meets me crying, I will still accept the offer. Are you here with me at all? Kobara Kataya. This song we sing and we love so much. I am favored. Favored above everything. Somebody received a song when they had laid her off on her way from the work. When they sack her, go home. She received the presence of God. Said, anyway, I'm where you made it. And today, I can't hear me pet. I'm favored beyond the sack. Favored beyond the fellow. Is it fellow you call it? They lay people off because of the COVID. I'm favored beyond permanency, temporariness. I am favored beyond that. That's why we are singing. She caught the presence of God anyhow. Please let me tell you, the presence of God is not going to allow you to prepare to receive him. You have to be ready. Are you here with me at all? That whether you are emotionally fit or not, I am crying, but I'm in the presence of God. Are you here with me at all? My child is dead, but I'm still not living the presence. Things are working against me, but I'm not living the presence. I am not happy about life and how I have been treated and how life has gone, but I am still not. Job said it in a very nice way. He said, though he slays me, yet will I serve him. And David said, where can I run to? Oh my God, from your presence. If I go to the water, you are there. In the hole, in the pit, you are there. Where can I run away to? You have to make up your mind. Tell somebody, make up your mind. You can't wait for a good condition to entertain the presence of. If it were so, we would not be here. We are going and then we feel like, let's branch and go and pray. Kola Shakada. 5 hours. It's not part of the daily plan. But anyhow, the spirit bloweth where it listeneth. Abeleka, so is a man of the spirit. It cannot be predicted. Are you here with me at all? Makula salakula patala kalaya. When you hear a news that you don't like, it must trigger something in you. Sheku matele italabakato izenkila kwata. Whether it will change or it will not change, your right one must be prayer. Right one. Because we know that we don't know what we ought to pray, but the spirit himself, we know not what we ought to pray. Sometimes when we are not happy, we really don't know whether we should pray or we shouldn't pray. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession. Oh, through your small prayers, your small groanings. Ah, adia wedi ashime papa elekopahatas. Enkoli kala parasa. This away your man farmer me ayame ya. Mashonda Kalaya. Let the door not be shut permanently. I come before you, Lord. I don't know what you are doing, but I trust in your providence that when you are done, I'm giving time, and I'm giving God time, and I'm staying on my knees. I'm not changing my posture. I want to remain here until the clouds gather form and the rain falls. I am here until I hear the the alert of victory. I'm not making any move. You are too much in a hurry to leave the presence of God. God is cooking something great. Just wait and stay. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not faint, run and never be weary. Even the young men shall faint and get weary. But they that trust in the Lord, I see the strength of God coming upon you. In your weakness, may you receive sufficient strength from Jehovah. Shout yes! IVF, they're failing today. Ask somebody so. I can't hear you. Say so. Empty. So, are you the first? Will you be the last? The only thing that doesn't change is God. Circumstances will change, but give yourself a chance. Are you here with me at all? So you got a contract. So that one has eaten your prayer life. You married, it has eaten your prayer life. Everything, darling, sweetie, sugar, everything, my friend, put that nonsense aside. They want sex. Do your prayer. After prayer, your flesh will be sweeter for sex. Hey, let me serve God first. My route one. Then I'll, hey, you are married without prayer. Your meat is cheap meat. Cheap meat. That's why they are sleeping with you and then they are bringing side chicks. Because you have lost your saltiness. You are no longer in the presence. Let me tell you, Obed-Edom, wild guy. They thought the ark would kill him. They didn't know that the presence has a dual functionality. It's killing foolish people. It's raising wise people. Are you here with me at all? It's raising serious people. If you are serious with the presence of God, there is no reason why you will not become the news. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. David Branch. And David carried the ark into the house of Obed-Edom. You know, I tried to explain his name in tree. Obed-Edom. That's a wild guy. Gittite. Bible was careful to say he's a Gittite. These are outsiders. Gittite, Hittite, Jebusite. All these ones are outsiders. How did he have the sense to know that when my marriage is delayed, that's not a problem. The problem is when I delay in the presence of God. Yabadagadaba. When I encounter disappointment of a job, an appointment and all of that. The real issue is not that disappointment. The disappointment is that I was absent in the presence of God. You lose your place supernaturally when conversations are happening and you are not on your knees. You lose your place. So you don't have a voice in the matter because you are absent from the presence. Anything that is happening, there is happening in a vacuum over your head because you are not actively involved in the chain of operations that are happening there. Somewhere, somehow. I'm telling you, somewhere, somehow. Komara Kashala Kalataya. You must resolve that equation by introducing yourself as a variable in that space. That maybe I was not called to the table, but I have an opportunity to be at the table of Jehovah. If I can be there, I'll have inclusion. Obed-Edom. Guy was wild. Verse 11. The Bible said, and when David gave the ark to him, in 3 months the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Simple matter. 3 months. 3 months of praying, staying with the presence of God. 3 months consistent. lekoba shanakaba. And upe biya misari 1 hour. And we have 30 minutes. And you be 1 hour. Consistent. Mekila koshala kapata. Lekotoko. You are just building your schedule around this particular schedule you have. Nobody is stepping into it. And you are making up your mind that, boy, if for nothing at all, I am stepping up my prayer life and I'm staying there. Male koshala kemele sovere equalasta klatus pronaka lakatoste kleteke zogra kulasa prekushta kalaba. I mean, this morning I was praying. I said, I'm going to pray some hours before I get out of the room. I was praying. When I hit around 3 hours, our last baby came into the room. Daddy, he saw me praying. He turned back. He came back again. Papa, he saw me praying. He told me, even children, they understand that there is something called a sacred place. Are you here with me at all? You may not understand because you are just taking your eye off the ball. But I'm telling you, if 90 days could turn around the life of this Gittite, look at what 30 days can do for you. 30 days of consistency. 60 days of consistency. 90 days. Bogala kapata meklotokladaga, throw a challenge to hell and darkness that I'm staying in the prayer. Bible says that as we behold him daily, we are changed into that same image from glory to glory. As we behold him daily, somebody shout daily here. Daily. Staying in the presence. Upo ejuma with them. And a power sorry with them. Are you here with me at all? Burning hours and building koinonia with the Holy Ghost. Merokaside paraka tukwa. The reason why fetish priests are becoming more powerful than Christians is that they are chanting and performing rituals to their idols more than Christians are praying. I told you it's not about the brand. You can have the brand that you have the most powerful God. And if you are doing nothing, then people who have lesser gods who are doing something will have more power in the marketplace than you do. Because it's not about what you have, it's about what you do with what you have. And if you have Jesus and you are doing nothing with Jesus, the last time I told you, I said invitation, presence, and engagement, they are not the same. Jesus was invited to the wedding at Cana. He showed up, but until he was engaged, no water turned into wine. You can have the Holy Ghost inside of you. If you are not engaging him in prayer, no water is going to turn into wine. He is there, but he's just a housemate. Look at that. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Why is it that your life is flat? You have lost your sharpness. You have become dull and dormant. Why? She lost your place in prayer. My God, tonight, somebody shout revival. I can't hear you. Shout revival. Especially if somebody is by your side and is trying to sleep. Shout, hey! May the Lord bless Obed-Edoms of this house. If you are an Obed-Edom, receive an oil on your head. I mean, it may look like it's not working, but it's already working. It may look like God is not watching, but he's already counting. Are you here with me at all? It may look like your household, nothing is happening, but something is changing in that household because you are staying in the... I'm telling you, anybody at all, if you stay in a place and you call the devil, he will come. If you stay in a place, you call the Lord, he will come. If you call God, he will come. If you call the devil, he will come. Any entity you call, he will come. I'm telling you, when he comes, that whole place will feel the effect of his coming. Obed-Edom, when he called on the name of the Lord showed up, the whole household got transformed. God didn't just bless him. He blessed all in his household. All. Because God cannot enter here and curse will remain here. God cannot enter. Are you here with me? Are you here with me at all? God cannot. He said money is not coming. God, when God enters, he enters with money. Well, are you here with him? He enters with all the resources. Look at what happened. The next verse. The Bible said, verse 12, 5 minutes. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom. They didn't even say God has blessed Obed-Edom. The house. You have to bring this presence to your household. Bring it to your business. Bring it to this, your personal house. Bring it to your family house. Bring it to your product. Bring it to your CV. The whole house must feel the blessing of the presence. God has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him. Why? Because of the ark of God. Blessed his house. Everything that pertains to him, sons, daughters, getting pregnant, left, right, center, prospering. Ah. So David went and brought up that Nanka. Okwasiya. Uziyebediagro. With gladness, before he was afraid and angry. He didn't know that the thing is about, it's not about who you are. It's about knowing how to entertain the presence of God. You can be David and you are wasting. I'm telling you, it's just packaging. We will show you that this thing, it is you that is disappointed and you have become hopeless. But those of us who know our God, we are convinced beyond persuasion that prayer works, the presence works, the blessings work. Are you here with me at all? And we are willing to lay our lives on the line for 90 days to prove to you that this thing is not a killer. It's a blesser also. Are you here with me at all? It depends on how you will posture. Ask somebody, what is your posture about the presence? Do you do it out of convenience? Or is a matter of life and death for you? How can you say, media, I don't know how to fast? How can you even say that? How? Media, I don't know. Who knows how to fast? We all know how to fast by fasting. I mean, they, I don't know how to pray. How can you say that? And you want to do? Me mean to me, mom, pa, and Joe. Me boy, one or two, pa, na my bread. Pastors, mo ya adio. Me boy, 10 minutes, pa, na me da. Untiapo. Untiapo. Me da, me da, na my dame, sorry, na my sorry, to me, sorry, mom, pa. You are not alive. May you come alive in the name of Jesus. Sembia woke cano em wa with destiny no jaika and change the meter band. They told David, let me tell you, Ohine, waiting here, waiting. The boy has corrected your error. Come and see what is happening. The ark you ran away from. You ran to go and chase Job. Somebody embrace the presence. You went and worked and you bought a Lamborghini. In 90 days, somebody staying in the presence, they brought it as a gift to him. That's what they told David. Your presidential car, no. Obed-Edom is where to be. With two power question. I say, hey, you're customizing, mommy. I say, oh, send your factory. Yeah, yeah. I say, me pion him the enemy. Mumfa Obed-Edom born on my plate. And sister difference, obey to answer me the nature, but obey abeun say yin as ye chicana. Because God's blessing is not a respecter of personalities, it's a respecter of people who believe he's rich unto all that trust him. They told David, you see, some people must learn about God's presence and the power of prayer from you. They must learn. That this is it. It works. Are you here with me at all? That I come from, I'm not, don't go inside. This is how I came into prominence. By entertaining the presence of God. Not because of my education. Education is great. Thumbs up. But we know them all. We know people who are intelligent and wasted at the same time. Some are weeing on themselves. Pooping on themselves. Because, Charlie, the pipe can burst. It is only God who holds things together. Are you here with me at all? I said the pipe can what? It can burst. We know intelligent people who give strategy to people. It works. It doesn't work in their own life. Because you need to carry something. Obed-Edom changed the dynamics of his home. And I'm sure from this time around, they never kept him at the level they kept him before. Because the guy just moved like that. Tell somebody, use the presence of God to just upgrade. Upgrade. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, get ready to upgrade. By staying in the presence of God. It's our month of prayer. It's not going to be our month of talk talk. It's not going to be our month of wasting time. Don't let anybody waste your time. You know, we never heard about Obed-Edom the moment the ark entered into his house until the announcement was made. He was too busy. Too busy with God that he couldn't be busy again with man. You can't be busy with man and busy with God at the same time. You are too busy with men. Too busy. My sister, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm not coming. I'm never coming. No one can. Yes, who did you draw? Charlie? Yes, who did you draw? Hey. Now say, me tell you, yes, me did you draw? Me say, hey. When you say, me tell you, I didn't. When you say, me tell you, rented house. Me did you draw, now me tell you, rented house. Oh, I didn't. I quit Jimmy. Now me too, I draw, and you draw to me any. My charge be now. No, I have to now switch the meter band to a very high level and a very high voltage for people to know that you cannot be with God and stay down there because it's the most high. You have to be high. Are you here with me at all? Shempelia Kualata. Some Davids are going to run to you to ask you, what is your secret? And you are going to tell them that 2 hours in the morning, every 1 hour be a kulata lakatundu dikitanda lakataya ishkola kwatala. Every evening, instead of watching series to relax, I relax with tongues. I speak in tongues in the Holy Ghost. Malakwatala, give me oil in my lamp. Palakutu kalata kataya. I speak in tongues to cool down. I just wonder you are playing hanky panky. Oh, mom. You know, when I was in St. Augustine's, at some point I became the only day student. So, my first year, my second year, I fasted the whole time that I went to school. Every day was a fasting day. Every break, I would be under the summer hat. Shakalakalakalakalakatakatakataka. 1 hour break. I don't go to Dambe. I don't buy nothing. Once it's break, green, green, I'm there. Initially, they didn't respect me. Because they said, they stood. They asked me, buy to spare for me. Buy this thing for me. I will buy. Then one day, when they saw that, Charlie, every break, and it's like, Charlie, the guy is praying. So one of my friends, we used to have a fellowship in town. He told them, that guy walking there is a very dangerous guy. He's our president where we are coming from. And blah, blah. So the Charis and the protesters, they did a joint program on the field. And they invited me to come and minister. From that time, I didn't hear these two again. From that time, they knew that Kai, one major prophet was walking on the campus. Ilakwa Takwala Katala. There is no way to explain to people that, Chale, why are you not da da da? Why are you not da? Hey! Now I'm going to third year. Any major religious whatever they say, what do you have to say? What you, me, that is a day student. So when I now came to patch at the boarding house, hey, Asam Nafa, it's the same. Before I got to university, I used to serve some prophets on campus. You know, I used to wash for them, run errands for them, and they had fellowship. So I was not a student on the campus, but I was leading prayers as a non-student for the fellowships that they formed. So when I got to first year, the school was shouting that Chale Akwanaba school. First year, they did a chaplaincy program. I go to class, I'm very quiet, sitting there. You go for me, go for me, you're serious. Bombe time, it was a which other shakalaka. They just gave me one mistake, 15 minutes for chaplaincy. Gina and the rest were there. People inside the lecture rooms studying in the night who didn't want to attend the program, they moved en masse to the congregational ground. Something was thundering, they couldn't stay there. Because of what? I turned the whole garden as my sanctuary. Zula, Kwame, and the monkeys, whatever, we are there. Have we not animals before? Ilakwata karasha, ilakwata kalakata. Until people began to walk in on campus, they would be shouting in tongues, shouting too much. It was too much prayer. We named the fellowship too much. So you have to be crazy in this thing called prayer. Stay there and remain there. Why are you in a hurry? Come for all night now. All night is prayer. All night is long prayer. All night is what? Long prayer. What all night? And I said, "Titi will crabby. Media me pray all night. Me buy. Yeah, na me da me da. Unya. Unya who she da? Nyangu bon who mabo? Say God, show me mess." Jacob held the Lord in an all night prayer. He said, "God, I'm telling you, you are my God. But today, you don't know." you see, there is nothing you can do to, I don't know, for want of better word, to entertain them, no, to like capture the attention of God more than prayer. Like as he was praying, now the angel gravitated to his direction. It's like man trapped God. They say, "God, upa prami." And sometimes in prayer, you'll be heard to. You pray for appointment, they will demote you. But that's why you have to stay there. Because in that head, God has injected something into your genes. So you may leave the prayer field limping worse than you went there. But something has changed in your genes. You are no longer Jacob. You are Israel. And as a prince, you are prevailed with God and man. From that time, he moved from a single person to an institution, Israel. His children became the tribes from that time. Sometimes you pray and the result will hurt you. But what you don't know is that genetic reconfiguration has happened. You have become better. Men will say, "Hey, but they don't know that the limping man is now the leading man. I'm feeling this. The limping man has become the great man. From today, as you come out of the presence, may there be evidential proof that you are the man who has met God. And I prophesy upon you, as favor entered Obedidom's life, may favor enter your life. May all that pertaineth unto you be blessed. May the Lord bless you until you become a blessing. May you become the news in your generation. You will never be invisible. You will never be forgotten as you stay in the place of prayer. I see the Lord raising you up. Shout yes." Hi. Hi. Sabala kapata. Ikwala matakaya. Can you be on your feet? Mahandua, kinda diga, shendegede, in Shagrada. You have to get to that point where you start your spirit and your spirit cannot rest. You are there now, Peja. Emeleko bahatas. Estele brede de geres. Endele gere gere dos. Ishtala gere gere gere. Efele bere gere gere. Este gere 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 des. Este gere 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 des. Este gere 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 des. The household of Obed-Edom recognized the new presence he was carrying. From today, when you enter into spaces, they will recognize the value on your life spiritually. That amen is not coming out at all. Put your hand on your tummy right now and begin to speak kelemahanda and telemelegedes and tolagaragadas lekwada labadahadas ishtelemelegedes. The prayer is bringing you to your marital zone. It's bringing you to academic zone. It's bringing you to your zone of wealth. Empentelekwaletentelepe inshelekepetele. The prayer is installing in you blessedness, changing your story, changing your life, changing your kingdom dynamics. How will you know that God answers prayer? You got to stay in the place of prayer. I need an encounter. As I pray, my Lord, show me your power. Release your power. Release your fire. Release your strength. Embele kekete lepete ikwala kapata labata ashtalabala kapataya asole bele gedebete eshele kelepete ke esola gragada bada eshala bada bada ba antela bragada bada esola bada gada ba ashada bala gada ba ashenteli kenteli apata atula gada bata. Etolia Pelia, Estalia Para, Ashanda Labada, Antalabada Gada, Ashada Labada, Ashada Labada, Ashada Labada, Entolia Pelia, Estella Pelia, Eshalapa, Atula Bacapa, Atalabadaba, Azele, 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 Equala Paya, Atala Balaya, Eshada Bada. A shada madaba, a shada madaba, talapata labada, atula balaha, 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 a shada madaba, a shada madaba, a shada madaba, a shada madaba, a tonya madaba, a talabada, a tonya madaba, a shada madaba. Salabada, Salapatala, 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 Atulabata, 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 Elapelia, 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 Ashadas, 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 Atulabata, Atulabata, Atulabas. Your domain. May you receive the consolating power, the ability to become another person. Let it change your space, your blessings. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
I do love you.
shifting. Things are shifting. Things are shifting. Macaria, dynamics are shifting. It will appear in the favor of Obedidor, in the favor of the sister here, of the brother here. Dynamics are shifting. Let's go.
Shut up.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.